Think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio. You can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who
radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh,
John,
what is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Thank you, butter!
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
There wasn't a single Democrat voting yes when the House last night passed a Republican bill calling for adding a citizenship question to the 2030 census. An attempt to oust Congressman Mike Johnson as House Speaker has failed. The effort rejected by Democrats as well as many Republicans. Former President Trump had opposed stripping Johnson of the speakership. President Biden is threatening to withhold certain U.S. weaponry from Israel should the Jewish state launch an offensive against Hamas in Rafah. Powerful storms, including tornadoes, have killed two people in Tennessee and one in North Carolina. More severe weather in the forecast today across parts of the South and the Midwest. ISIS claiming responsibility for a bombing that killed all those involved in an anti-poppy crop campaign in Afghanistan's northeast. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 70 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
I remember when I lost my sock. How many times will I forget? Wrapped around my feet. Now one is gone and now my foot's incomplete. But the biggest shock I ever got was when I found that missing sock hiding out in a pair of underwear. Now the matching one I can't find anywhere. No, lost socking.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Welcome to Thursday Goes By on a Blursday Morning. May 9th is Lost Sock Day. I'm not trying to steal your thunder, Rich. I know the timeline's coming up. You're going to go over all of that.
We've got it in there.
Somewhere in our Facebook files, though, when Emily was still part of the morning show.
Yay, fun.
She remembers those days fondly. We had a ceremony in the studio and paid tribute to those lost socks that... We know we put them in the machine. When they went in the machine, there were two.
Listen, we're going to, when we go to heaven, hopefully we will.
We will be reunited with them.
We will be reunited with all the pets we've lost and all the socks we've lost.
I do know of one theory where these socks disappear to.
Oh?
It's called the ozone layer. They just sort of vanish into that, never to be seen again. In fact, last time I moved... The one thing I, you know, because whenever you move, you're going to find a couple of things that fell behind a big bureau or something.
Yeah, sure.
Little surprises here and there. And I fully expected to find, like, at least, like, five or six socks.
Mm-hmm.
No, they were...
They're lost. They're gone.
They're gone. In memory of our missing hose.
I can just
That sounds like We're talking about the women of the street.
Rod Serling talking about it, you know, beyond the signpost up ahead.
Yes. You'll find mystery, adventure, and probably a pair of Argyles.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
I'm not in a good mood this morning. I have not showered. I finally did get some food. Thank you, Greg.
Well, at least the whole radio station smells like bacon this morning. Yeah. I mean, a whole package.
I'm sick, and we have a sucky weather scenario. Other than that, everything's great. Showers and thunderstorms likely today and tonight. Potentially multiple rounds of severe weather with an enhanced level 3 severe weather risk. That's what I woke up to as my head was pounding. The main risk, damaging wind gusts and large hail. But the tornado risk is low, but not zero. There's already a tornado watch in North Alabama. If you're going to get on an airplane to Atlanta this morning, there's a tornado watch in the Atlanta area right now. So high today, and by the way, if you haven't walked outside yet, just do it and see what it feels like. High today in the mid to upper 80s, low tonight 67. Could be some isolated storms early in the day tomorrow, but I think it'll clear out. So round two might be late this morning here locally.
What?
Round one would be late this morning. Round two, I think, would be in the wee hours of Friday morning. If you look at my weather blog, and please do it because it was tough to put that boy out this morning. Cooler Friday with temperatures in the low 80s, mid-50s on Friday night, 79 Saturday. Sunshine, nice Mother's Day weekend, low 80s with mostly sunny skies on Sunday. Right now, I kid you not, the dew point is 73, and if you walk out the store, whoosh, you feel it. It's cloudy with 94% humidity and 76 now at 6:12.
Yeah, when I walked out the door for the first time this morning after spending countless minutes drying my hair, quaffing to perfection, Walk outside, caved in.
Do you have big plans this summer? Dive into summer with an ASC Credit Union vacation loan. Whether you've got a trip coming up, projects at home, or just need a little extra cash, we've got you covered. So don't put your plans on hold. Visit your ASECU.com or stop by and see us today.
Good morning there, friend.
Shut your mouth.
What's your problem?
What's my problem?
Yes, what's your problem?
What's my problem?
Sorry, I'm not really a morning person.
Not a morning person.
You're not a morning person.
I am not a morning person.
All right, not a morning person.
Maybe you're in the wrong business.
Maybe you're in the wrong business.
Yeah, you would think so.
But for you, I'll make an exception.
Showtime!
All right, Dan, if you want additional detail on the forecast that Rich just did, I just posted his blog on my Facebook page. Have you read it? She has. So this is distressing because I have a big event today.
I know you do at Maxwell.
Yeah.
At lunchtime.
I got to be there at 11:30.
Yeah, I know. And that could be a key time, by the way. Potentially a key time.
Oh, man.
For round one of storms. Maybe. It's so complicated. It's really tough. The models are struggling.
It's Gathering the Eagles. Every year, they have a benefit honoring one of the people. Actually, two of the people this year. Gene Kranz is one. Gene won't be able to make it. He fell the other day and broke some ribs. He's 94 years old.
Oh, no.
And I really wanted to see him again because I'm in awe of him. He is living history.
Absolutely.
And one of the Tuskegee Airmen, 100 years old.
There's only a couple left, right?
Yeah. And he won't be able to make it either.
Oh.
And, but the people that are going to be there, I'm going to pull out some of the bios later just to give you an idea. They honor these heroes every year at this luncheon.
Did you do the voiceover stuff again?
I did. And I'm honored. It is an honor to read. But here's the downside. You read about these people who have made unbelievable sacrifices. One of the folks being honored today spent 5.3 years in a Cambodian prison. Many of the people in there with him did not make it. He gave up 5 years of the best years of his life to do that. And when you read about them and some of the unbelievable accomplishments they made on behalf of this country and sacrifices they made and their families with them. You feel like, what have I done with my life? You know, you just, it's just incredible.
I feel the honor you're feeling that you are part of this and have been invited and been about this for many years now.
Well, Colonel Joe Panza, Larry Carter, who have been behind this project for years, cajoled me into attending the luncheon. I was just honored to do the voiceovers. Yeah. So, and they are accompanied by video, and these people are well due. I mean, we're talking about Congressional Medal of Honor winners.
Yeah.
They're just amazing human beings. It is 6:15 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Get your car to Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Get the diagnostics run in your machine. Make sure that there's nothing lurking under the hood that could be fixed now and avoid a major expensive repair later. Or if you're just looking for a place where you can reliably drop off your vehicle, get all the basics done, have the fluids topped off, the tires rotated and inspected. There's no extra charge at Don Duncan. When they find something embedded, they remove it, plug the hole. They just, in fact, some people have pulled into Don Duncan with a tire going flat. They fixed it and sent them on their way. It's all about building a relationship and people you can trust. When you need tires, all major name brand tires available at a wholesale price because Don does business with the manufacturers directly, and that saves you money. And they always quote a price that includes installation. Three locations to serve you, Don Duncan on Mount Duncan and Millbrook. They've named it for Don. And that is the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. You'll see a ski lift at the top there. Downtown at 408 Madison and on Bell Road just north of 1, serving Southeast Montgomery. 17 minutes after 6, I'm going to go take a quick look at the sky. Right now, we're going to take a quick look at traffic with Skipper. We have 18:19 news next as well.
We've already had a couple of issues on the roads overnight, but right now everything is clear and there are no problems. Traffic is light to moderate, I-65 and 85. Looking pretty good around the boulevards. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka beginning to wake up. We are keeping an eye on traffic for you. Shopping's best at Midtown Plaza. Shop Burlington with incredible values. Then eat at Yummy Yaki. Midtown Plaza and straight off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors & More, your new best friend.
18:19 News.
U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville is calling on the chairman of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation to step down from his position. This comes after an independent report was released this week that detailed sexual misconduct and lewd behavior among those employed within the federal banking regulating agency. Tuberville says that the FDIC chairman, Marty Gruenberg, does not have a leg to stand on and is completely responsible for the past 10 years of morally bankrupt behavior and culture within that agency. The private law firm that conducted the investigation into the FDIC described a toxic workplace full of sexual harassment, discrimination, and fear of retaliation. This investigation was first launched after the Wall Street Journal wrote a piece calling the FDIC a degenerate boys club. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A standoff on Wednesday in Baldwin County has ended in an apparent suicide. The Hillsborough Sheriff's Office says the standoff suspect was 58-year-old Myra Nunez. Nunez was being sought by authorities for the shooting death of her 50-year-old boyfriend, Kelbis Avila. A traffic stop was initiated by Baldwin County authorities when Nunez's vehicle was spotted. The suspect then shot and killed herself near the Malbus exit on Interstate 10. A manufacturing facility in Hartselle is closing its doors this coming August. 150 employees will be affected by the closure of Linamar Structures USA. Linamar produces parts for Honda, BMW, John Deere, and GM. The employees were given a notice of the closure this week through the Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Program, which is required by the U.S. Department of Labor to give employees advance notice of closings and layoffs. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Mayday, mayday. More and more new vehicles are arriving most every day in May at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Please contact them and let them know what you're looking for at 285-9300. It might already be on the way. Stop by and get a great deal on a pre-owned car. Larry Puckett has one of the largest selections of used cars, trucks, and SUVs in the River Region. If you want to sell your vehicle, Larry Puckett will pay top dollar for it. For over 40 years, Larry Puckett's customers have been telling their friends about the great deals and service they received at Larry Puckett Chevrolet. New cars are arriving daily. Stop by Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville or give them a call at 285-9300 before you drop by. You can shop them online at LarryPuckett.com for details on all offers. Larry Puckett's customers have been doing the talking for over four decades. Come by and soon you'll be doing the talking too.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Listening longer than you had planned. Cause everyone's crazy on this morning show, man.
I'm gonna be that sharp-dressed man today.
Yeah.
But do I scotch guard my suit? My good suit?
Scotch guard. I haven't thought of scotch guard in a long time.
That's the dilemma we face. You guys in the back, he has arrived.
All hail Jay. All hail Jay. All hail Jay.
Before I forget, we had a really nice turnout at Baumhauer's last night.
Okay.
We filled the long table. We had about three or four booths. And the bar last night, a lot of listeners, including, oh, I forget to bring the card, who, it was just awesome. I left there feeling like $1 million.
And after a big, 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 big one last week.
Usually there's a, you know, a flatter turnout the following week, but I guess I was there yakking it up till about 8.
Wow.
And thanks to everybody that came out. Great time. By the way, I wasn't sure what kind of reaction maybe, because we're going back a long way here. By the way, did you see this elephant rock here?
Isn't that amazing the way it looks?
Wow. I hope it's real. There's so many things.
Yeah, it could be AI, could be Photoshop, as we used to say it back in my day. Photoshop.
But our amazing planet, there's our two-party system. That got some nice play yesterday. Yeah. This picture here, Jay may remember some of these women, the Cosmo Girls.
Well, I met one last week.
How far back does that go, 2005?
To the Dark Ages, buddy, all the way to 2005 through 9, though. They were.
I remember that name, obviously, and I remember it was a collection of women.
I met one of them last week at your...
Her, Stick Shift Danny.
Yeah.
Take a look at the picture. She does not look And I go to different today from
that. She looks amazing.
Yeah. Jenny Johnston, Soldier Girl. We used to have a good little routine going during our biz. So they did everything. They would, sidekick in the afternoon. They would always, whenever we had an event, they were there. They were kind of like the show reps and stuff. The lady next to Soldier Girl passed away very young, only 45, and she was still missed. Tammy, who now lives in San Antonio, Texas, and Terry, who was kind of like the group chaplain when we had a situation that required some deep thought and maybe a prayer, she filled that role for us. And it was great to post that yesterday, and I was quite pleased to see the amount of views and reactions that got. Although, I gotta say this, because this was at the Old East Side Grill, and they had that wrought iron fence around it, and somebody, what's this guy's name, Brad, said it looks like visitation time at Tutwiler. Brad, how do you know what visitation time at Tutwiler looks like? Some good play. Oh, and this, I'm disappointed that more people didn't take a look at this. It's a guy who paints the national anthem while it's being sung. And it's really worth a minute of your time to take a look at this. The Stormy Daniels sketch of the man who convinced her to tell her story. 300 reactions and 73 shares. It's actually Benjamin Franklin on the $100 bill. Excellent meme. And I'm from there, including that memorable picture of a UFO flying over the Loch Ness Monster while Bigfoot's getting his feet wet. All of those things are on my Facebook wall. I urge you to go and react. And keep in mind that if you react to something on there, oftentimes we will quote you on the radio. But never make you look bad. We just don't roll that way. All right, I'm collecting Morning Brew nominees for later in the show. We usually do that about 8:40, 8:45. So far we have a guy who wanted to kill his surgeon because he's got a condition with near constant diarrhea. That would guess that could drive you to have murderous feelings, right?
I would not be happy about that. I'm not having a good morning, but I'm not having
at least it's not that.
And, a Florida story, including a guy who's...
Something out of Florida?
What?
No, really? Wow.
Yeah, there's the quick version. Yeah, he flushed his girlfriend's goldfish down the toilet in an act of passion. Crime of passion.
I mean, it's a fish. It'll live. I guess.
When you have that sad moment in the...
What?
The fish
when you
is...
die, you put them in the toilet, but... It's a fish and it's water. You're not really hurting it too much. I suppose. I have no idea what happens after you go down the drain of a toilet. Especially if you have a septic system it go into the...
Septic system is certain death. But you don't want to dishonor the dead goldfish by flushing it with debris in the toilet.
Debris. Good word for it.
Well, yeah. I'm known for coming up with the right word at the right time. Georgia Floors Direct, flooring destination since 1969, also known as the year the earth stood still. That was the year Dick McAdam, a businessman, an entrepreneur, was on the bypass. We still call it the bypass, but it doesn't bypass much.
Nothing.
But back then...
There were cows, there were fields.
If I recall correctly, he said there were a couple of farmhouses and one barn.
And something called... The record shop, which became Cohen's.
That was it.
Wow. I didn't know that backstory. And he was looking for a place to build a mega warehouse so he could be giving people a chance to buy wholesale flooring. And he picked the location he did because he saw that the city was growing due east.
Yeah.
So he said, this will be the center of everything one day. And it came to pass. Halfway through these 50-plus years, he hired a guy named Jeff Mallinson, who just had that gift of being great with people, making them feel welcome, eager to make sure they got the flooring deal that they wanted that worked for them. And a gift he's been able to pass on and help others like Dustin and Jonathan and Q and the great sales team over there embrace customers, make them feel welcome, appreciated, and pick the flooring they want at the budget that works for them. By the way, you can do 12 months good as cash at Georgia Floors Direct. Mountains of rolls of carpeting in all price ranges and styles. If you got a room that gets a lot of abuse, but it does need a new carpet, you can get something there to look great, be rugged, and serve its purpose. Or you can go as luxurious as you want to get. Also at Georgia Floors Direct, hardwoods, laminates, tiles. I mean, choices galore. Navigating that is something that the staff there is very good at. And everything that they sell there is installed by their people. So you're guaranteed, from the moment you walk in the door to the moment you're standing on your beautiful new flooring, arms folded proudly across your bosom because you made such a good choice, it's all GFD. If I didn't mention it, 12 months good as cash for qualified customers, too. At Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination since 1969. On News Talk 93.1 FM, what has made May 9th other than Lost Sock Day? What's made it significant? We'll find out in just a couple of moments with Rich Thomas when we do the timeline for this day. Keep an eye on approaching rain.
Well, if you are up and about already this morning, you know traffic is light to moderate all over the area. A little bit busier on I-65 and 85 through the interchange in downtown Montgomery. But overall, things are looking really good around the area. A lot of folks waking up, beginning to get out on the roads. Going to get busy here in a bit. Invisible Fence has Boundary Plus technology, giving your pet more play area right up to the boundary. No confusion, no lockouts, no stress. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Need storage? Riverway Storage is a 20-acre secure and monitored facility storing personal and household items, RVs, campers, and boats. They're all a part of their service. Recreational vehicles can be stored outside or under two types of covered buildings. Their facility has plenty of room, even for heavy equipment. For your convenience, registration and payments can be made online. A locally owned business located just off Redland Road at 480 Old Rifle Range Road near Wetumpka, just off Highway 231 on the way to the lakes. Visit their website at riverwaystorage.com.
It's time to show mom how much you appreciate her with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Mother's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call. 285-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for mom. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. Amazon is cutting back on drone deliveries. So now if you want something to fall on you from the sky, there's always Boeing or Morgan Wallen. California may ban self-checkout lanes. The move is supported by the National Association of Chatty Cashiers, also known as Trader Joe's. A study finds people are breathing in toxic chemicals in their cars. In the case of Tesla owners, it's because their car's on fire. And Billy Joel turned 75 today. He's made some of the most popular, soulful, impactful music of all time. And then he released a bunch of stuff in the 80s. This is not headline news.
At 6:34 with the timeline for the ninth day of May, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
On the 129th day of the year, with 236 days left, National Teachers Day, okay, Lost Sock Memorial Day. We mentioned that earlier in this hour.
And, the Teachers Day was yesterday.
You're right, but I've listed it again.
Good.
So there.
If anybody deserves a second day to be honored by proclamation of Rich Thomas, it's teachers.
But you only get one lost sock Memorial Day. That's it.
Yep.
National Sleepover Day. That used to be fun when we were growing up, you know. Mom, could I sleep over?
It was that, or if somebody was coming to sit with the brood, you know, to watch over you while Mom and Dad went somewhere.
Yeah.
Just having somebody different in the house was always kind of cool.
Yeah. You know, even camping out in the backyard with a tent.
Yep.
Overnight, that was a big deal,
I have pitched many a tent.
Okay. National Moscato Day. Moscato or Muscat is
that
Italian.
A wine?
It's the oldest known variety of grape in the world, so it's a yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. So there is a Moscato wine then.
Moscato. Tear the tags off the mattress day.
Remember,
it used to say, under penalty of law, do not remove.
Yes.
And there's a lot of funny bits that have been done over
the
years.
I think that's one of the charges Trump is facing in New York.
Yes, with SWAT teams, you know, coming to the door when you tear it off.
By their extinguished district attorney, fat bastard.
It's Butterscotch Brownie Day. Never had butterscotch brownie, and I don't know if I want
to. Actually, pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah.
1754, Benjamin Franklin, we're watching that series right now.
Yes.
Published America's first political cartoon. It was titled Join or Die. It showed a snake chopped into pieces to motivate the early colonies to unite to fight the French and Indian War. 1899, the first lawnmower was patented. Now, I'm guessing that was one of those push mowers we were talking about yesterday.
1899.
Now, what did they do before that? They just had long lawn?
A scythe.
A scythe?
You know, that thing, is that what they call it?
I believe that's...
A scythe or a scythe?
Yeah, I believe that's
sharper blade, swing back and forth.
But that, I mean, that was when it got real tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
And I don't know how the hell they edged in those days. Maybe one day we'll find out when the edger was invented.
Mm. 1914, Woodrow Wilson establishes the first Mother's Day. 1926, bird flies over the North Pole. Well, we're not sure. Polar explorer and co-pilot, Bird and Floyd Bennett fly over the North Pole on a triple engine plane, but it was a Ford, one of those Ford
tri-motor.
I have flown
on those.
Yeah, they were very reliable aircraft, yes, as far as safety and everything.
They were.
It would have been the first time an aircraft flew on top of the world. It happened in 1926.
I did a feature on that for TV in Florida, and my stand-up was, have you flown in a Ford lately? And it's really interesting because the plane shimmies a little bit left to right while the three engines match up to speed.
Mm-hmm.
But, and it had an aisle down the middle with one seat on each side.
Yeah.
And it was, I got to sit in the cockpit.
Up till 1970 or so, they would have, if you flew to the Lake Erie Islands, they were flying on the, you know, the Ford tri-motors.
Cool.
1950, L. Ron Hubbard publishes Dianetics.
I thought it was a diet book.
Of course, he was the founder of what is that cult?
Scientology.
Scientology, yeah. And famous people who were Scientologists are
Tom Cruise
is one. Saturday Night Fever.
John Travolta
is another. But I think he swore it off. I think he finally says enough is enough. 1960, the FDA approves the use of the pill. 1964, following the ascension of I Want to Hold Your Hand to number one in early February, the Beatles held the top spot on the Billboard chart 3.5 months until one song came along that knocked them out.
And it was it wasn't a pop song. It was something like an instrumental or...
It was by Louis Armstrong.
What a Wonderful World.
It was Hello, Dolly, believe it or not.
How do you go from the Beatles? Dolly.
And that knocked him out.
Wow.
After being the top spot for 3.5 months. Now our song of the day. Now, we heard this on the timeline a few days ago. The story goes Keith Richards wrote Satisfaction in his sleep. He recorded it a rough version on a rift on a Philips cassette machine. This was in Clearwater, Florida. He had no idea he had written it. When he actually listened to the recording the following morning, it was a hotel room, Fort Harrison Hotel, Clearwater, Florida, and the rest is history. One of the most classic guitar riffs of all time, 1965. I can't get no satisfaction. That's a double negative, by the way. Here's the Stones on your timeline. Did I tell you I'm not feeling well this morning? It's true. That summer, and I just remember that booming out of my transistor radio. Gosh, we were on vacation. It was a hot summer. Anyway.
And now Keith Richards fits the average demographic in Clearwater, Florida. It's about 95. The town smells like toe jam.
We said this the other day, 2 days ago. Nuclear war, the things that will survive are roaches and Keith Richards. 1970, guess who started a three-week run at number one with American Woman? Hey, what's the flip side?
No sugar tonight in my coffee.
Oh, you are so right.
And the new Mother Nature has taken over, pal.
You are so right. What record label was that?
That was RCA Victor.
RCA Records and Tapes. You got it, buddy. It was a stereo CD, stereo 45 RPM. 1971, All in the Family won Outstanding New Series. At the Emmys, Jean Stapleton won Outstanding Actress as Edith Bunker.
I watched a couple of episodes the other day. The comedy still plays.
Oh, the writing is unbelievable. I love the lines they would give to, who's the boy next door, the black boy next door?
Lionel. Oh, the early seasons with him, they are hilarious.
Because he played it to the hilt.
He played a stereotype, Archie Bunker's view of black people, it was... So funny because he was a guy, he knew what he was doing.
The way he delivered it.
I want to be an electrical engineer.
1980, the original Friday the 13th was released. 92, the first episode of The Golden Girls aired. Now we have birthdays. Actor Noah Centineo, he's a Netflix hot heartthrob. He's 28. Prince Fielder is 40, Texas Rangers slugger. John Colbert is 63. When I think of him, I think of only one thing. He was Chris in the Morning on Northern Exposure. John Colbert, 63. Billy Joel, we mentioned, is 75. CBS doesn't like to play the entire Piano Man.
I saw him one time. I saw him twice.
Yeah.
The first time I saw him, it was the night I saw Elton John. So Man Across the Water was out.
Yeah.
And... So, you know, they always had to have an opening act, and this guy comes out, and he was so boring. He had just released an album called Cold Spring Harbor.
Yeah.
And I couldn't wait for his set to end because everything was, it was dull. There was no life in the music.
Yeah.
You may recall when we watched the Clive Davis documentary, Billy Joel was somebody he went to and said, you got to start writing hits. You're talented. You can do this, but you got to start writing things that are going to become top 40 hits. Yeah. And the very next album following Cold Spring, there it was. He listened to Clive and totally changed his career.
What is the album that has Bottle of Red, Bottle of White? That's one.
Scenes from an Italian.
Yeah, Scenes from an Italian Restaurant. That is my favorite album by Billy Joel. Yeah, no doubt. And when he did a lot of shows with Elton with dueling pianos, that they were good too. Yeah. Madison Square Garden. Candice Bergen is 78. Murphy Brown. Tommy Rowe. The original guy behind Sweet Pea, remember? Oh, Sweet Pea.
Dizzy.
How old do you think?
Jam up and jelly tight, Rich.
Yeah, right. how old do you think Tommy is?
I'm going to guess he's 82.
Yes. Are you happy?
Yeah, I am, as a matter of fact. Thank you.
James Brooks is 84.
Anytime I can get you to slam it, that makes me feel good.
38 days till Father's Day, 116 days till football, and Thanksgiving is 203 days away. At 6:45, that's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. We'll get the updated forecast here in a moment. Mom's Day. It's Thursday. Mom's Day is Sunday. 3 days. You got today, tomorrow, and Saturday to get to Brian Jewelry and get Mom the gift that not only will please her, is beautiful, but makes a statement. Something that celebrates her. And the staff at Brian Jewelry, if you're not sure what to get, let them ask you the probative questions that define Mom, and they'll make suggestions based on that, and you'll walk out a winner. And by the way, before you go to Brian Jewelry, visit them online at brianjewelry.com. It takes 2 seconds to fill out the membership. And when you do that, you've earned a $100 credit on any item that's worth $200 or more. And Mom is worth $200. Come on. By the way, they do offer Synchrony Luxury Financing for 0% for qualified customers. It's a little bit late to do a layaway program for Mother's Day, but for any occasion down the road, even Christmas, you can start now and have it paid for when the big day gets here. But so much of what they do, it's all about professional jewelers who can create something from scratch or modify an existing piece. You don't have to hire a designer. Just bring your idea through the door, and they'll take it from there at Brian Jewelry. Free care and cleaning for the lifetime of your purchase. Fantastic people to work with, and we're proud to have them as a sponsor for so many years here on News Talk. A place that has grown with the preferred community when it was a tiny little burg, and they were a tiny little shop in a tiny little strip mall, to a beautiful freestanding building, 1778 East Main in Prattville. And visit them online again at brianjewelry.com. 6:46.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
So it's an active morning across the South. We have tornado watches covering much of North Alabama, much of Mississippi, and even Georgia. The Atlanta airport, if you're going to be traveling this morning from, if you're going to go to hell, you're going to go through the Atlanta airport. That's going to be a problem this morning. But our forecast calling for showers and thunderstorms likely today. In fact, there's already been some showers and storms locally on the radar here. The potential for multiple rounds of strong to severe storms and enhanced severe weather risk level 3. The main risk, damaging wind gusts and large hail. But tornadoes, the risk is low, but not zero here. Becoming breezy today and tonight, with a high today in the mid to upper 80s, low tonight 67. Could be some leftover showers into the early part of the afternoon, but tomorrow. But I think most of that is mostly in the morning. So we have round one of severe weather, probably late this morning or early afternoon. Round two will be in the wee hours of tomorrow morning. Maybe the middle of the night, or maybe towards dawn. Then a cooler Friday with a high in the low 80s, mid-50s by Friday night, 79 Saturday, and a nice Mother's Day. Right now, cloudy, very humid. It's 76 at 6:48.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The Z700 series is the star of Kubota's line of zero-turn mowers, and our special spring pricing makes it easier than ever to take one home today. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Up next, following the SRN News replay, a look at the roads here with Skipper. We have your cheap and trashy for the day.
Traffic is beginning to build just a bit. We're seeing more and more cars now out of Prattville and Millbrook on 65 southbound into Montgomery. Highway 231 getting a little bit more busy there. Still light to moderate around the boulevards for the most part. No problems right at the moment. You keep it here. We will keep you updated on traffic. Ames Ambulance, there for you both on the ground or in the air. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Ames is ready at a moment's notice. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
There wasn't a single Democrat voting yes when the House last night passed a Republican bill calling for adding a citizenship question to the 2030 census. An attempt to oust Congressman Mike Johnson as House Speaker has failed, the effort rejected by Democrats as well as many Republicans. Former President Trump had opposed stripping Johnson of the speakership. President Biden is threatening to withhold certain U.S. weaponry from Israel should the Jewish state launch an offensive against Hamas in Rafah. Powerful storms, including tornadoes, have killed two people in Tennessee and one in North Carolina. More severe weather in the forecast today across parts of the South and the Midwest. ISIS claiming responsibility for a bombing that killed all those involved in an anti-poppy crop campaign in Afghanistan's northeast. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 70 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
The City of Montgomery Department of Cultural Affairs presents the Riverbend Brew Fest Friday, May 17th in downtown Montgomery, beginning at 6 p.m. at the Union Station train shed. Brew Fest will feature a large selection of craft and specialty beers from local, regional, and national breweries. Free admission with tickets on site. Ticket price includes a commemorative tasting glass and will be benefiting the Riley Foundation. There'll be food vendors and a special performance by voice finalist Kirk J. For ticket information, visit mgmcityevents.com. Sponsored by Blue Water Broadcasting and the City of Montgomery Department of Cultural Affairs.
We provide life-saving care and healthy lifestyle education. We support underserved rural communities and local sports programs. We create college scholarships and countless job opportunities. Alabama's healthcare professionals reach upward and outward to serve more people in greater ways. We are Alabama Hospitals. Visit wearealabamahospitals.org. Brought to you by Alabama Hospital Association.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
Trustworthy. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Too many Marvel movies to keep up with. Do you need help studying the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
I just finished Endgame. I thought it was the end.
Then enroll today at MCU, Marvel Cinematic University.
You mean I'll finally be able to understand every Easter egg?
Our intro class will have you binge 26 movies and all the Disney Plus series.
Holy crap, that's a lot of homework.
With special courses like The History of Spider-Man and How the X-Men Fit Into All This.
Even more movies? Why can't I just go see The Eternals?
After you take a six-level course on comic book proficiency.
Are you sure this is a real college?
It's MCU, Marvel Cinematic University.
Are there any courses on Batman?
You can expect your rejection letter in the mail.
There's no business in show business to live events we can't go.
Wow, 654 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Time for today's edition of the Cheap and Trashy Celebrity Gossip and Showbiz Report. And I am your Cheap and Trashy anchor, Greg Udell. RFK is in the Cheap and Trashy.
Is this for his brain worm?
They found a worm.
He said he once had a worm in his head that ate part of his brain and then died. Wow. This comes from a deposition he gave in 2012 during his divorce from his second wife, Mary Richardson Kennedy. He was probably trying to pay her as little as possible, so he listed some cognitive issues that diminished his earning power. One of them was...
the brain worm?
The worm.
All right.
He said that in 2010, he was experiencing severe memory loss and mental fog, so he consulted with a top neurologist who suggested his problems were caused by a worm that got into his brain and ate a portion of it and then croaked. Reached for comment, Kennedy's people wouldn't provide any proof, but they said he contracted the parasite during one of his environmental trips to Africa.
What happened?
Let's go to Africa for parasites. They're all over here.
What's his voice issue? What is that?
He's talked about that. It's some kind of a unique condition that cannot obviously be fixed. And it's very tough to watch and listen to him.
It is.
And it's just a natural reaction. You know, sometimes the intonation overrides the message. But he's still the climate freak and all that. He says, I offer to eat 5 more brain worms and still be President Trump and Biden in a debate. By the way, we have to talk about Jack Schlossberg. He's the only grandson of JFK, and he is blowing up on social media for 2 reasons. First, he's good-looking. And second, he is mocking RFK Jr.'s campaign. It's interesting to see
that the family is not behind it.
Family don't like him.
The entire family.
The whole family.
What's this guy's name? Jack Schlossberger?
What's Schlossberg.
Schlossberg.
It might have been Schlossberger at one time and he shortened it. I don't know. All right, I'm not interested in the Drake Lamar beef. Let's see, a TikTok live stream to promote The Strangers Chapter 1 got shut down because it was too disturbing. That seems to be a word we hear a lot when it comes to disturbing. I've made it through 5 episodes of Baby Reindeer.
Yeah. You've got, what, 2 more to go?
No,
2.
One more.
Is it 6 or 7?
It's 6, I thought. No? Am I wrong?
Well, there's 4, then there's 5, and there's I think there's 7. There's 7 episodes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And again, the guy that's in this, he's the guy that all this crap happened to, right?
Yeah, and the show goes into how he starts to form this show. Not necessarily the show, but actually what he did with it. I mean, it's very autobiographical. Because he eventually starts to take these things, and I guess it's a therapy issue, where he starts to, you know, put them into like a storyboard type thing, and then he does a one-man show.
He is, I have no empathy for him. So far.
You're fine to not. I mean, that's perfectly fine. It's
well, it's at the point where, like, do I want to watch these last 2 to see what happens? My curiosity is just not there.
No, you got to. If you went through, especially the rough episode,
oh, yeah.
You got to see the how it all ends.
The woman who is the stalker in this, she's apparently supposed to be giving an interview with Piers Morgan today.
No.
Is that right? Yes.
Well, I got to see that.
I don't know when or what time or what station or I don't know where to find it, but I'm sure it'll be all over the place afterwards.
How'd you like to be the woman that landed the part of the stalker?
Should be good for her career.
Yeah, I guess, but casting call. We need somebody who is morbidly obese, who looks deranged, and can absolutely take on psychotic persona.
They said they told her, we have a big part for you.
Lionsgate got temporarily banned on TikTok because of the live streaming of The Strangers Part 1. This is a story we talked about yesterday afternoon on Happy Hour. Peacock has announced there will be an Office spinoff. We gave you a heads up on that about a month or 2 ago. It'll have the same mockumentary format, will take place in the same universe, but the official series description, the documentary crew that immortalized Dunder Mifflin's Scranton Branch is in search of a new subject, and they have decided on a dying historic Midwestern newspaper. Take your pick, they're all dying. And the publisher trying to revive it with volunteer reporters. Only 2 actors have been announced. Domhnall Gleeson.
Dom DeLuise? What?
No. I wish. That would be funny. D-O-M-H-N-A-L-L. Domhnall Gleeson from Peter Rabbit and About Time and Sabrina and Patsy. Remember when actors used to pick names that people could remember?
Right.
Impacciatore. It's like, what's his name? Michael Imperioli, you know, from The Sopranos.
Christopher.
Yeah. Sabrina, though, is from The White Lotus, season 2, so that gives me instant interest.